Hi, everybody. This is Pam coming to you from the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering, and it's also freely downloadable on iTunes. Today, I have the opportunity and the privilege to talk with yet another amazing woman who's going to share parts of her story. So please join me in saying hello to Jenny. Hey, Jenny, how are you?
Hi, Pam. I'm good. Thank you.
How
are you?
I'm good. It's a Friday evening here in New York, and it's actually quite chilly out here today. What's the weather like where you're at?
In California, the weather right here is cold, actually. It's very cold.
What's cold?
well, because I am used to California, the weather in California, for me, cold is considered maybe 69 or 72.
Oh, please. It's like 38 degrees here. Woman, that's
geez. Oh my god.
Anyway,
I would not like to live in New York.
It's we had 60 degree weather here earlier in the week, and then tonight it's going to be in the 30s with frost warnings, so it's very up and down here. But it is November, and in New York it is supposed to be cold already at this time of year, so 69 or 70 degrees is nothing. But
that's freezing.
Yeah, but anyway, to get us started formally, could you introduce yourself to us and let us know who you are and where you're from, and if you don't mind, how old you are and what you do with yourself.
Sure. My name is Jenny Avina. I am from California. I attend the University of Long Beach, and my major is healthcare administration. And I am a student, but I also work for a hospital, and that's what I do right now. And hopefully I'll be graduating next year with my bachelor's in healthcare, and then I'm going to pursue graduate school in public policy.
Oh, wow. What drove you in that direction, public policy and healthcare administration?
Well, you know, it's actually a long story. I switched majors like maybe two times, because when I was 19, I took an EMT class because I initially wanted to become a nurse. But after I took an EMT class and I went to go do my hospital rotations, I noticed some nurses weren't really nice to some of the patients there.
Oh.
So that's what drove me into the administration side of things instead.
So, like, are you thinking that in the administration or the policy area that you might be able to make some changes to improve, like, patient care or something to that effect?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. And you mentioned that when you were 19, you were in one direction. So how old are you now?
Oh, now I'm 22.
Ah, such an old lady you are.
I feel like I am.
And now, you said you work in a hospital. What type of work do you do?
Well, I do two things there. I am currently doing an internship with the administration department, and I am working for the emergency department as a meeting representative.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. And how did you happen to get that internship?
How? Well, I like to network a lot. So I met the CEO of the hospital that I'm working in. And he actually put me in he put me in the department.
That's awesome.
So that's how I got it.
Yeah, well, networking is such a great skill to have and a great tool to have because that's how people get jobs these days is, having relationships with people that have the power to make things happen for us. So, that sounds like it's a really great opportunity for you. Are you enjoying it?
I love it. I love everything about it.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
So, I mean, the one thing I do, like when I started my internship there, I didn't know that we have our staff meetings every week. So every week I have to talk to the staff and let them know what I am doing and also what project am I working on. So that's something that I have to face that I have to face every week.
Now,
Let
when
me
you
see that
say,
one.
I'm sorry, when you say you have to face, is that a challenge for you, speaking in a situation like that?
Yes, that's a big challenge because that's something new to me. So, but my boss knows that I stutter, so she is very patient with me, and she is actually helping me just be more confident with my stutter.
Oh, amazing. Now, how did she come to know that you stutter? Did you disclose it? Did she ask you about it? I mean, how did that happen?
Well, when I interview with her, I for some reason, like I have the skill of whenever I interview with my employer, with my future employer, I don't tend to stutter because I practice in advance. So she noticed that after my first meeting, but she actually didn't tell me. She didn't tell me anything about my stutter, but I felt like I had to go and talk to her about it. So I sat down with her and I talked to her that I stutter and that I just wanted to let her know that I wasn't nervous, but that I stutter. And she was just very nice with me. She said, not to worry about it. She said that her dad actually stutters too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, how was that for you to, approach her like that and disclose like that? Are you comfortable doing that? Was it the first time that you did that with a potential employer, or, how did that feel?
Well, like when I talked to her, I felt natural. Like if this com like it felt natural just to talk to her about my stutter because I am used to it. So I So I wasn't scared, but I just felt like I had to let her know just so that way she will know that I stutter. And like, yes.
Wow, that's great. It's that's a big step for people who stutter to, openly disclose and advertise like that in, a high stress situation, especially where, you shared that you can kind of get away with being pretty fluent during interviews. So that takes guts to, go ahead and break the ice like that. Kudos to you for doing that.
Thank you.
Now, you said that she's helping you actually develop your confidence. Like how? What do you
Well,
mean?
but what I mean is that she said to me that she wants to help me by assigning projects to me and then presenting them to the staff, because she said that this is something that I have to get used to because this is where I am going. This is my future. So her goal is to get me used to presenting.
Wow. So she's gonna help you, she's gonna push you out of your comfort zone.
Yes,
That's wonderful to have somebody in an employment situation, be willing to be your ally like that, because it takes all the pressure off you, because she already knows that you stutter. So, having somebody, be willing to push you like that to help you become as comfortable as possible. You really should consider yourself very, very fortunate to have such a understanding, supervisor available. That's great.
thanks.
Yeah. Jenny, how long have you stuttered?
Well, I have stutter. My mom said that I started stuttering when I was maybe four, but I actually didn't know that I stutter until I was in sixth grade, when I was 10, because I had to, for the first time, present myself. I had to introduce myself to my English class. So that was the first time that I noticed that I was having a hard time saying my name. And I think that the reason is because growing up with my mom, I wasn't allowed to talk with my mom because my mom thought that my stutter was contagious. And
Oh
actually,
my God.
so I come from a big family. I have 10 siblings total.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so and I'm the second oldest of my family. So my mom thought that because my brother stutters too, and he is 20, and I have a little brother who my a little brother who also stutters.
Oh my goodness. So there's three of you in the family that stutter.
Yes. But I guess that my mom didn't know anything about stuttering. So she thought that I was passing on my stutter to my brother. So I wasn't allowed to talk to her unless I was fluent with her. And if I did stutter, I would get a slap for it, you know? So growing up, I wasn't aware that I stuttered. Like, I actually didn't know why my mom didn't want me to talk to her. But after figuring out that I stutter, I then realized why my mom didn't want me to talk to her. So.
So, wow, I have like there's a million things going through my head, but when you said that you figured out that it was stuttering that you were actually doing, how did you figure that out? I mean, did you figure it out on your own? Did a teacher in school intervene, or how did you come to realize when you were 10 and presenting yourself in class that what you were doing was actually stuttering?
Oh, because I actually used to receive, I used to get speech therapy when I was in elementary school, but being in elementary, the only thing that I wanted to do was just play, right? So I remember that I used to be pulled out of a class to go to this place and play games, but then I didn't realize that they were also trying to work with me because I stutter. So I also got speech therapy when I was in middle school, and I then noticed then because I talked to the I talked to my English teacher, and then my English teacher said to me, "Oh, you stutter." So that's when I came to realize that I stutter.
So, did the English teacher get with the speech therapist in the school and like did you begin to work on stuttering therapy or don't you really remember at that point what you began to work on?
What I remember is that I started taking speech therapy, but my speech therapy in school in middle school was just 15 minutes a week.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
So that wasn't really helpful to me.
Oh my goodness.
So I stopped speech therapy when I was 9. No, okay. Let me say that again. I stopped the school stopped providing me with speech therapy when I was in the 9th grade in high school.
Why?
Because they said that the reason why they stopped was because my speech wasn't affecting my grades. So they said that they didn't believe that my speech was going to be a problem.
In 9th grade, like when you're starting high school, which is like the most difficult time for people because it's so loaded with peer pressure and all that, plus you were dealing with not talking to your mom. I mean,
Exactly. That was really hard.
yeah, I mean, well, if you don't mind, let's talk talk about that. I mean, like you literally were not allowed to talk to her or around her.
Yes, I wasn't allowed to talk to her. Like, and I mean, like, and like, whenever I had to talk to her, I either had to tell my sister to go and tell her, or what I would do, I would just try to rush with her. Talk, yeah. So that's what I would do. And I also remember that growing up, my mom used to tell me that I wasn't going to become nothing in life because I stutter. So she used to tell me that, and that was very hard for me growing up. Yeah.
I can imagine. Oh my goodness. Now, were you able to talk to anybody? Was there any other adults that you were able to confide in that your mom was, you know, refusing to allow you to talk to her because she thought it was contagious? I mean, could you talk? Was there any adult available besides your mom?
In my household, no, because my mom is a single mom. Mm-hmm. But growing up, I always had really good relationships with my teachers. Mm-hmm. So my teachers will talk to me about my stutter and just try to motivate me to continue my education and just to pursue a higher education.
Yeah. Did they know that your mom and you weren't communicating?
No, they actually didn't. So for me, I try to keep my family away from my school and my work and, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So I actually grew up just holding those feelings inside. So when I started college, my freshman year in college, and I started a summer class, and I spoke to a professor there because I was really afraid to introduce myself and to present. So I explained to her the reason why. So, and then she was very nice, very helpful, and she actually referred me to the disabled student services.
Mm.
And she said to me that to go there, and that they maybe could provide me with a speech therapy. So I refused to go because I didn't like to see my stutter has a disability.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, that's not for me. You know. So but then eventually I decided to just go, just walk in there. And actually my professor had talked to one of the counselors there. So when I walked in there and I introduced myself, they were already expecting me there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Were you okay with that? I mean, had your professor got your permission first to tell them?
No.
Ooh. Did she tell them that you stuttered?
Yes, she did. So that was fine with me. So when I walked in there, my counselor there was amazing. I have to say that thanks to him, I own him my education.
Oh,
because of him. Because throughout the 4 years that I've been in college, he has been a great help to me. So he then reaffirmed me to a to the speech language clinic on campus. And then I started therapy there for the first time after high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, so the campus has a has a speech language clinic because they does the campus offer like a program in communication disorders like as a major?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So for the first time since high school, you were participating in therapy again.
Yes, I was.
What was that like?
My experience my first year was really hard because I wasn't used to talking about my stutter. So whenever people used to ask me about my stutter, I tried to avoid it because for me that topic was very sensitive. Why? Because again, I wasn't used to talking about my stutter. So whenever I used to talk about my stutter, I used to burst in tears because that was very hard for me. So the first year, like the first 2 years of taking speech therapy was I had to deal I dealt a lot with my with the emotional aspect of it, which is really hard.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I can relate to that because I kept my stuttering hidden for most of my life. I tried to keep it covert and like you, I had a lot of shame and I was afraid of, stuttering publicly or openly because I didn't want to be judged or ridiculed by anybody, but maybe similar to you or maybe not. But when I first started stuttering at around 5, I had the experience of having my father yell and scream at me and tell me to stop that and shut up and and then I had a bad experience from a kindergarten teacher as well. So those experiences drove me to, try to keep it as hidden as I could. And the only way that I could really figure that out as a kid was to just not talk. So, yeah, I can relate. It's very, very, very hard to deal with the emotional aspect of coming to terms with your stutter when you typically never talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember that when I first walked into speech therapy, one of the speech pathologists said to me that the first thing I have to do is to accept that I stutter because there was no cure for it. So I was so when I walked into that speech clinic, I expected my clinicians to fix me, to cure me, but I tried the speech easy device,
Really?
and yes, I did, which was very expensive.
Did you pay for it yourself?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, but after paying for it myself, like I actually ruined it the first week.
What do you mean you ruined it? Oh my God.
Yeah, I used to work as a waitress. So I remember that I put the speech easy device on my apron. So what I did is that I went laundry and and I forgot to take it off.
Oh my God.
So then after I figured that my speech AC device was ruined, I got lucky because my speech pathologist, he actually called me and he said to me that that the doctor show wanted to talk about the experience with somebody that has stutter. And I don't know if you are familiar with the doctor show. Are you?
You mean like the is it called the doctors? It's just
Yes.
called that?
Something like that
Yeah.
is the doctors.
I've heard of it, but no, tell me more. What do you mean?
So he said that if I volunteered to talk about my stutter, that they were going to give me a new speech easy device.
Oh my gosh.
So then I agreed to go. So I am actually in one of the episodes of the Doctor Show.
Really? H
I am.
has it already aired, or is it coming up, or?
No, it did it actually aired back when I was 19. So
God.
I'm 22 now,
So
so
you were on t you were on TV and you talked about your stuttering experiences, and they gave you another speech easy.
yes, for free.
So do you still use it?
No, I don't. I stopped using it after a month
Why?
because the way that the speech easy device is designed, I guess that my brain got used to the noises and the sound. So the speech easy device wasn't working for me any longer. Yeah.
So what did you work on in therapy then at that point? I mean, did the therapist teach you techniques or strategies that you could use?
Well, after the speech easy device, I went ahead and I tried medications. I tried five different drugs, which were and those medications wasn't like they weren't working for me. So then at that point, then I decided that I was going to stick with speech therapy. So I learned to accept my stutter then. So after I decided that I was going to put my heart and soul into a speech therapy, then some of the techniques that I was taught was like the was the the easy onset, and breathing, which is very important to breathe. And
well, yeah, I mean, if we don't breathe, we don't we don't live.
yeah, but
Sorry, I couldn't resist that.
that's a good joke. But I mean, like, you're breathing on, I guess, on your diaphragm, and not your chest,
right?
Or like trying to like rush into it.
Right.
So I learned to prepare my speeches and my speech and presentations in advance. So now I am very comfortable with my speech, and now I could talk about my speech without feeling sad that I stutter.
Are you using any techniques now as we're talking, or are you just stuttering freely away?
I'm just stuttering freely away.
And you know what? You sound great. You're a wonderful communicator. I bet people tell you that all the time.
Yeah.
See?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, how does it feel for you to just stutter openly and just you know, just go with the flow and just, you know, let it come out? Are you really okay with that? I mean, have you really accepted your stuttering?
Yes, I am okay with my stutter now. I talk to people about my stutter, and I talk to people about what stuttering is. Before it used to bother me, because I remember that whenever I used to talk to people, people used to make face expressions. So I didn't like that, and I felt very offended. But after attending for the first time a National Stuttering Association conference, I noticed I caught myself doing the same thing.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What do you mean?
what I mean by that is that I met people that had a more severe stutter than me. So I caught myself doing the same face expression,
which is what, like what do you mean,
like the face expressions when people I just don't know how to explain it.
You mean like frowning or rolling their eyes or looking uncomfortable or?
Yes, I guess that looking uncomfortable, but the only reason why I was making those face expressions is because I realized that what I was trying to do is that I was trying to help them say what they wanted to say. So then I realized that some people we think that they are making mean face expressions, but in reality they are just trying to figure out what you are trying to tell them. And some of them just want to help you say what you have to say to them. So I realized that the only thing that you just have to do is just let them know that you stutter.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will be, oh, okay, that's fine. Take your time. So I realized this. So now I am okay with it. Like now I am okay with people. Now I am okay with people making those quote unquote mean face expressions.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm
not sure if I am making sense.
Yeah, I guess I'm just a little bit confused. Like, how can you be sure that somebody is, you know, like making a facial expression where they're just trying to figure out or follow what you're saying, or if they're really like being rude or disrespectful? I mean, how can you tell the difference?
Oh, well, simple. The only thing that you just have that I mean, the way that I tell is that after I see that they're making this facial expression, and then after I tell them, oh, I stutter, by the way, then
okay,
I then determine by their reaction.
Okay, gotcha. So it sounds like when you see somebody, you know, like maybe having like a puzzled or surprised reaction, you react by saying, "Oh, by the way, I stutter," and then you see them kind of like change direction.
Yes.
And
that's what I mean.
Okay. No, you know, I thought that maybe that's what you meant, but I just want it to be sure. Has anybody ever like laughed at you or made fun of you?
Well, you know what? I have to say that I've been very lucky because I never got teased in elementary, middle school, or high school.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now that I'm older, I think that the only one that really got to me was when I had to go to court, and I said to the judge that just to bear with me because I stutter, and then she said to me, "Oh, that's not an excuse. You better learn how to speak clear and loud."
Ooh.
That's what she said to me.
What did you say back to that?
Well, actually, I didn't say nothing back to that because then I realized that I realized that people, regardless if they have a higher education or whatever profession they're in, some people are just mean. You know, they're just mean,
right,
like that.
Right.
So what I've learned is just to ignore those people and move on with my life.
Good for you, boy. You are you sure you're only 22? you really sound like you've been on a journey, and
I have.
have really, like, learn from your experiences, and to have that insight that some people are just jerks and just ignore them and move on. That's great, because a lot of people who stutter can't do that, because they think that, it's like a personal attack against them if somebody, is being rude or disrespectful, and it's hard to let that go. So, wow, that's like, yeah, I kind of cut you off. You've been on a journey?
Yes, I've been a long journey, I think. And I mean, now what I'm working on is just is what still hurts me is my mom, is the whole topic about talking about my mom and my experience with her. But I am learning to let go, and I'm learning to forgive my mom, and just and just cherish the moments that I have with her.
Well, let's go back to that, because we kind of, like, didn't close the circle on that. I mean, where are you two at now in your relationship? I mean, do you talk now? I mean, does she accept the fact that you stutter and that you're okay with it, and is she okay with it?
Yes, actually, 2 years ago, I think it was when, or maybe the last year, I talked to my mom about the way that she used to make me feel, and my mom never, she has never apologized up to this point. She has never apologized to me, but I see that, that her. I see by her actions that she is apologizing to me, and that she is sorry for the way that she that for the way that she for the way that she used to make me feel. So now that now I feel that that now I feel that 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 that, that I have a good communication with her, but for some reason, she is the only person that I that I stutter so much with. Yeah.
And how does that make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel, I feel okay with it because my mom is okay with it now. So I guess that, I mean, before I used to hate having a conversation with her, but now I actually like it. I like talking to my mom, and I mean, like, it just feels good to have the love that I wanted when I was a child to have it now that I am older, and knowing that my mom is fine with it.
Does she tell you that she loves you?
Yes, she tells me that every day.
Oh.
So that's the most important
Wow.
thing about it that I think.
And do you tell her that you love her?
Yes, I do. I do.
In spite of all that you two went through, to you're still able to communicate and tell each other that you love each other. That's really special, Jenny. I'm so glad you shared this. This was so personal and very courageous of you to be so honest. Does your mom know that you're doing this? Having this
No.
interview?
No, she has no idea. I mean, like, my mom has never been in my life. Like, she never went to like a parent conference or I used to run track and field, so I used to come first most of the time in my competitions, but my mom was never there, so now I am used to my mom not being in my life. That is hard to try to get her involved in try to get her involved in my life now. But I am trying to, I'm trying to give her that chance.
Well, she knows what you're doing, that she knows that you're doing amazing stuff in college and doing this internship, and what does she think about everything that you're doing and the direction that your life's going?
She says that she is very proud of me, and that she never thought that I was going to go this far, and she said she is very sorry, that's for sure, and she just feels very proud of me now, and yeah, like. She just wants me to help my little siblings succeed.
Yeah, I was just gonna mention, but we're like, I'm looking at the time, and I'm like, oh my God, this time has flown. So you're both little brothers. They're still stuttering.
Yes, actually, my brother, the 20-year-old, he is, for some reason, he has the natural way of just slowing down and just becoming fluent. And my little brother, I am going to start taking him to speech therapy.
Oh, wow. How old is he?
He is 13.
Does he stutter similarly to how you do?
No, he tends to repeat words more than I do. Yes, that's his type of stutter. I mean, I wish that I would have taken him earlier when he was younger, but
So you're going to take him to the same speech clinic that you've been involved in?
yes.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. And wow, what a story. Now you mentioned, and I just want to go back to this quickly. You said that the counselor that you worked with in the college's disability resource center has been really instrumental in making a lot of this happen for you. Do you still connect with him? Is he still a part of your life?
Yes, he is. I see him most I try to see him at least once a week.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I'm so impressed because, a lot of college disability centers, in my opinion at least, or I would think, probably don't know an awful lot about stuttering. So you've probably really educated that office and that department.
Yes, I did, I think.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Amazing. Now you also mentioned that you went to an NSA conference for the first time. When was that?
This was back in 2009. I think the conference in 2009 was in Arizona, Scottsdale. Yeah. So it was the first time that I went. I actually found out about it when I was in 12th grade in high school in 2006, and the conference was here in California. So, but because I was in high school and I couldn't afford it, I missed out. But I really wish that I would have had the money to go when I was 17. So I really admire the work that the NSA tries that the NSA gives to people that stutter by giving out scholarships.
Yeah. So have you been to another one, or was that your first and only experience?
No, and I went to my second one this year in Texas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, so I'm sorry we didn't meet, but it's hard to, there's so many people at those conferences. It's hard to you know, connect with everybody. But what was your second experience like? I mean, did you run into people that you had met at your first conference?
Yes, I did. I met a lot more people now. I was able to share with them my story, mm-hmm. and I for the first time I went up to a open mic, so I shared my story with some people there. And I just think that was really amazing.
yeah. Wow. Wow. That's now. Do you stay in contact with people that you met at the conference?
Yes, I do.
And I sorry, I cut you off. I have a habit of doing that. I see you're active in one of the Facebook stuttering groups, the Stuttering Arena. How did you come across that?
I don't remember. I actually don't remember how I came across it. Mm-hmm. So,
what do you think of on online stuttering support groups like that? Do you think they're a good thing?
Oh yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I support those groups big time. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're approaching the 1 hour mark. The time just absolutely flies, doesn't it? When we're just having just a really cool conversation like this. But you know, what advice would you give to other young people, particularly young women, coming to terms with their stuttering? I know that's a big question, but you know, what would you love to be able to tell, like, maybe a 16 or 17 year old girl that's struggling with her stuttering, like, from what you've learned?
Well, I would like to tell them that it's very important that they accept their stutter and that they embrace it, and that there are going to be many good people in life that as long as you are yourself and honest, people will see that, and they will respect you as the person you are, and I think that they are going to meet a lot of really nice people that are going to want to help them, and just accept the help that that people want to give, and not to be afraid. That it's very scary. I know that it's very scary, but once you face your fear and not run away from it, you will feel really good knowing that you are trying to make a better person out of you, and to continue on school and follow your heart to what you want to become in life.
Wow, that's amazing. You've shared such a great story, and I feel like we could go on for hours, because you know you are very honest, and you're very authentic, and you know you've shared a wonderful personal in inspirational story. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to have, you know, have you share with us. I'm so in awe of your courage, and again, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Pam.
And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.